Good morning, Santa Fe, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen at any time of day thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil computer services. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later in the program, the wonderful Robert Knott will be here, and we're also going to be speaking to people from the Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center. Right now, I would like to welcome from the Trust for Public Land, Carmela Padilla and Brian Dreipulcher, and Sarah Noss from the Santa Fe Farmers Market. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, this is a big weekend for you. Tomorrow is the big day. It's a groundbreaking in the Rail Yard Parking Plaza.
Yes, it is. We've been working since 2001 on our planning and design and all the engineering and putting the financing together, and tomorrow is our official groundbreaking. There's been a little bit of construction underway already, but tomorrow's our kickoff day. Groundbreaking, but we're calling it a ground renewal ceremony because it has been a site that's been abused, been neglected over time. It was an industrial or warehouse district. And now we're renewing that ground and turning it into parklands and common space for the people of Santa Fe.
And this goes along with the public side of the commercial development that's going on in that area.
Yeah, you know, the entire rail yard property is 50 acres. It's really pretty extensive. Within that 50 acres will be 12 acres of parklands, and that includes a 10-acre park, a new plaza, and then a broad system of walkways that kind of stitch the whole thing together.
And are you planting trees and landscaping and flowers and all that kind of stuff?
Lots of trees, lots of flowers.
Lots of trees. This will be, we're calling it Santa Fe's new Central Park, if you will. I mean, it's really going to be a natural sort of oasis in Santa Fe for all of the city to come and enjoy. And it's a historic time, too, because it's really a revitalization of a historic area. And we've been stressing that we're not just covering up the history of this, of the Santa Fe Rail Yard, which has a deep roots in the community here. And anybody who grew up here, multiple generations, have always had fond memories of the rail yard. So we've all been very diligent about not just saying we're building new things and we're going to cover it up. We're actually highlighting the historic aspects of the rail yard. And this is really the first new plaza that's been built in Santa Fe, and you could say four centuries. So that it's historic in that respect. It's a great revitalization project. I'm very excited about it.
Now, there are public spaces that invite, just by the way they're built and constructed and designed, invite people to spend time there. And there are other public spaces that sort of repel people, like the two same ends of a magnet. You don't want to go into those spaces because they're uninviting. How do you make a space inviting?
One of the ways is really not just a matter of the space, but what's going on around the space and what kind of programming and activities can take place there. You know, Sarah's here from the farmer's market, and I think one of the things that's going to make the space so inviting are activities like the farmer's market, like the artist's market, like the woodworkers guild. So there's going to be this commercial activity within the public space at times that I think will be a real attractor. Other things, you know, in a community like this, it's an intense summer sun out there, so shade is important. Greenery, kind of a respite from the city, and also just places to sit. Within the park, there's also going to be a great children's play area, so I think it's going to be an attractor for families. And another great attractor, also kind of like the farmer's market, but food. You know, food vendors that could set up in the park, set up on the plaza, bring people there to hang out, have food, sit in the shade, or play in the play area.
There'll be quiet spaces and there'll be active spaces. You can have your choice. You know, there might be a ad lib outdoor performance going on in the outdoor performing area. And by the same token, you can be at the other end of the park because it's 10 acres, sitting in the railway gardens and reading a book very quietly, or sitting beside the 400-year-old Acequia Madre, which runs through the park.
And is that right?
And is a key element in this revitalization project.
Now, how do you keep it from being like a drug park at night?
Well, it will be lit at night. Other than that, I think just uses and having people there. The situation here that's kind of neat is right across the railroad tracks from the park, there's going to be a new live-work housing development. So different from what's been the situation in the past, there's really going to be kind of a 24-hour presence there, eyes and ears on the park at night, that I think will provide a little extra security and make it be a safer place and feel like a safer place.
And the city of Santa Fe is also working security for that park and an ongoing police presence, not in terms of a police state, but a secure presence as part of its plan for its security around the city. So that's important.
Sarah Noss, the farmer's market has been moved around quite a bit lately. It's been in a couple of different spaces in that general area, and now it's at DeVargas for the summer. What's the permanent long-term plan? What does it look like?
Well, we're going to move back to the rail yard, hopefully next April when our building is completed. And by next April, we'll be running another outdoor market, and we'll be doing it on the conservation easement that Trust for Public Land is developing, the Plaza and Alameda areas in the North Rail Yard. And, you know, we've been working with the Trust for several years, at least until since 2002, to develop that area to accommodate the farmers. And, you know, it's been a really great collaboration, and we're really excited to be back there in April.
And there's going to be a restaurant.
There'll be a restaurant in our building, so that'll be another element that will hopefully bring, 24/7, almost 24/7, but a 7-day-a-week, food presence right there on the pedestrian areas. So that'll be nice to bring a lot of activity down to the North Rail Yard.
In the building will house all the people who are selling food, all the farmers from the farmers market. In the summer also, will they still be in the building, or is there an outdoor thing?
No, the summer market is going to be outdoor also, because it'll grow to exceed the capacity of the market hall. So there'll probably be up to 100 vendors out on the Plaza and Alameda area during market days. And that was something that we worked very closely with the Trust for Public Land on, because they're developing those outdoor areas, and we wanted to be sure that, we work together to accommodate all the public uses that are going to be out there. So it'll still be an outdoor market during good weather.
The groundbreaking that's happening tomorrow, what's actually going on? Should people show up with bells on and flowers in their hair?
Well, people should show up ready to celebrate. You know, this has been a long time coming. We have a number of speakers who are on board with us tomorrow. The First Lady Barbara Richardson will be with us. Of course, Mayor David Koss and City Council, many people from our county commission who have helped us with this project. Representatives from our congressional delegation in Washington will be with us. One of the highlights for me personally is a project that we undertook with the Santa Fe Public Schools. We sponsored, in cooperation with the Santa Fe New Mexican and with the Santa Fe Arts Commission, a poetry contest. And we asked first through sixth grade students to write a poem about what their dream for this new 10-acre park will be, what parks and open space mean to them, and how it affects their lives. And we received entries from all over the city, from schools everywhere. The entries came in English and Spanish. Santa Fe Poet Laureate Arthur Z, who's very noted as a poet in this community, took it upon himself to be a volunteer judge for this project. And tomorrow, the winners of our poetry contest will have their poems on display and will be reading as part of our ceremony. And then we will also have an actual ground renewal blessing sort of thing. And that's a little bit of a secret still. So
all right.
I can't tell you the details, but we just want everybody to come and participate and know that this park is being created for them.
And this is all tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Rail Yard.
At the Rail Yard Park, behind Site Santa Fe. So if you go into the parking lot where you used to go to the farmer's market, and just look for the tent behind Site Santa Fe, that's where we'll be.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here. Sarah Noss is from the Santa Fe Farmers Market, and Carmela Padilla and Brian Dreipolcher are from the Trust for Public Land. Thank you so much for telling us all about it, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We're going to take a little break right now. Stay tuned to KSFR. We're going to be talking to the Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center folks.
KSFR programming is underwritten by Locals Care. Locals Care Community Cards reward you for shopping and dining at over 100 locally owned businesses. You can support a Santa Fe nonprofit and earn rewards for yourself at any Locals Care business. Find program information and a current list of participating businesses and nonprofits at locals-care.com. Offered in cooperation with the Santa Fe Alliance and sponsored by Century Bank, Los Alamos National Bank, the New Mexican, and the City of Santa Fe.
Springtime in the land of El Dorado is a time of excitement and discovery. Begin a treasure hunt in Artists Studios, part of the 16th Annual El Dorado Studio Tour, May 19th and 20th, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 to 5 each day. There's a wonderful world of art, including sculpture, ceramics, jewelry, pastels, paintings in oil, acrylic, watercolor, and mixed media, photography, wearable art, and more. Follow the signs to the El Dorado Elementary School to preview sample works of all 95 artists and get a brochure with a map to guide you to the participating artist studios. The El Dorado Studio Tour, May 19th and 20th from 10 to 5. For more information, call 505-466-3256 or log on to eldoradoarts.org. Tour underwriters are the Agora Shopping Center, Mary Schroeder, Caldwell Banker, Sue Garfin and Barb Stevens, Santa Fe Properties, Sunrise General Store, Sotheby's International Realty in El Dorado, and El Dorado Community Church. This message sponsored by El Dorado Arts, a tax-exempt organization.
KSFR programming is underwritten in part by the Santa Fe Farmers Market. The Farmers Market reminds you that it has moved to the parking lot of DeVargas Center for the 2007 season. Every Saturday and Tuesday from 7 to noon, the market features a plethora of fruits, vegetables, meats, baked goods, and other products, all grown right here in northern New Mexico, as well as serving coffee, tea, and breakfast. More information at 983-4098 or santafefarmersmarket.com.
I'd like now to welcome Barbara Goldman, Executive Director of the Santa Fe Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center, and photographer Chris Chavez. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to have you. And the occasion of your being here is an exhibition that's happening at Owings Dewey North called Ni Una Más, Not One More. And this, of course, is about the whole horrifying situation that's going on in Juarez, Mexico.
That's exactly correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, that event is going to be today. And all of our events around the Señoritas Desaparecidas, which are the missing women of Juarez, are free. And we invite the public to come because what we want to do is we want to inspire people, we want to educate people, and we want to activate people. So today it's going to be that fabulous, fabulous exposition of Chris's,
thank you.
Chris's photography, as well as shrines made by local women. And then immediately after, there's a vigil on the plaza. And it's going to be solemn. This isn't going to be raucous like our usual Take Back the Night with lots of dancing. There's going to be music, beautiful music. There will be impassioned speakers. And then the next day, on Saturday, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe, that's when we educate and activate. We are going to have a round table discussion that is going to be dynamite. So at Hotel Santa Fe, it's free.
Now, this exhibition is something that you got involved with. How did you do it? What was your part in it?
Initially, I was sent out by the Dallas Morning News to take some pictures of some crosses. And I thought that's what I was going to do, just go and take pictures of some crosses. And I did that. I thought it was real easy. I never saw faces or anything until probably a couple of months later. They give me a lead with one of the mother's names and her address, and that's when I met Evangelina Arce, and she had lost her daughter, her 15-year-old daughter, and just by the look in her face, that's what got me, not hooked, but that's when I put a face to it.
And you know, Chris, maybe the audience, the listening audience, doesn't know what the crosses represent.
Well, these particular crosses were 8 crosses put in a cotton field right across from AMAC. It's an association for maquiladoras. And this is where they found 8 bodies. And this is where Evangelina's daughter was found, the 15-year-old little girl.
Probably many of our listeners know about the situation in Juarez, but for those who don't, maybe you can give us a little bit of background, Barbara.
Over the last 9 years, it has been a true example of what femicide is. Over 400 women that we know about in the last 9 years have been kidnapped, raped, tortured, murdered, and we have
We have no idea if that's the end of it, but we definitely know that there are many more than that. In Juarez, young women, often factory workers, maquiladoras, why? Who's doing it? Do we know? What is the investigation into this like? I know part of the problem is there hasn't been sufficient investigation.
That's exactly right. There has been a typical lackadaisical attitude about investigating these incredibly horrific murders. People have been arrested and jailed, and we find out later that they were tortured into making confessions. This is the classic example of letting things slip through the cracks in a way that is just, it's horrific what's going on. So it still goes on.
And these are often women who come from the south of Mexico, who are vulnerable, who don't know Juarez very well, and who are working for very low wages.
There's the typical pattern of the women, the señoritas desaparecidas. They're poor, they're pretty, they're young. Many work at the maquiladoras. And they are there to earn money, and they're exploited in the most horrific of all ways, ending in death. And then the families have no political clout. They cannot find justice no matter what they do. The government, who knows if it's complicit or not, but there isn't a response. I mean, if this happened here in our community, can you imagine? It's femicide. And it's a Holocaust over there, and nobody seems to care, or very few people care. We wish we had more Chris Chavez.
So you made portraits of the families of some of these young women who've been murdered?
Not the entire families. Most of them were mothers, and that's what I... throughout the years, that's who I met. Mainly, it was the mothers, and... what better than a mother to actually look for their daughters? They're the closest person to that.
They're the closest person to the spirit of
exactly.
The departed.
Most of them, when I went through their houses, they let me into their house, and they took me to their daughters' bedrooms. And a lot of them still had pictures, posters, books, letters, diaries, stuffed animals. And a lot of them are still hoping that their daughters come back.
And don't you think it's ironic that here we have a young man, Chris Chavez, a photographer, an artist, who is carrying the spirit of these incredibly, incredibly wonderful youthful women who have been cut off in the prime of their lives, and it's really wonderful. The Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center is particularly honored to have you here. We think the work you're doing is so compassionate.
Thank you, Barbara.
We need more men like you.
There have been a number of documentaries made about this. There have been candlelight vigils. It's an international issue. What is it like on the ground in Juarez? Is there that kind of awareness?
There's an awareness, but I think there's a lack of public interest as far as doing something about it. You get a lot of people from other countries coming in and kind of trying to rile up the people, but it's not what people want to do.
Yeah, and there's a callousness in my view as an American looking in on our border state there in Chihuahua. There's a callousness. For instance, the business people there did not want the women painting the telephone poles and any other utility pole with the black background and the pink crosses because they said it's bad for business. Give me a break. It's bad for business.
Well, I think it would be better for business if they found the people that actually did this.
Well said.
So all of this is part of the documentary that you're doing. So this is, tell us about the exhibition. It's an exhibition of your photographs?
Yes. Most of the pictures are of these, the Campo Algodonero, where they found the 8 bodies and the families that were there. It's mainly about the girls that were found in the Campo Algodonero. I have a couple of pictures of the other victims that are the men that are tortured into confessing to these murders as well. The Campo Algodonero is key to the murders and to Juarez because if you find 8 bodies in the same place, it's gonna be the same group of people or the same person.
What's the thought on who is doing this and why? We know the police have not sufficiently investigated it, but are there any theories that you think hold water?
Well, there's different theories. One is the narcotráfico, drug dealers, and how they have orgies and dispose of these women after they're done with their orgies. The others are that prominent families in Ciudad Juárez. Maybe not all of them, but certain relatives are involved in this. People with power. The other theory is that it's a cult, but I think that's pretty far fetched.
And of course, there's a theory that these are snuff films
that
are just being distributed all over the world, specifically in Europe.
Have they been seen?
No, these are all theories. And that's the frustrating part. 9 years later, we still just have theories. And all of the arrests, to the person, all the other arrests have turned out to be coerced, tortured confessions, and they've either died in prison or been set free. So there has been no justice. And one of the things that I truly believe is that what's almost equally bad as the murder of all of these women is how people forget, how people don't want to remember these people. And that's part of the reason that we're doing this. It's a second in our series of Rape from a Global Perspective. And I am very interested in having this community come out on Saturday to the Hotel Santa Fe, because that's where they're going to find out what we as individuals can do. I mean, it's so massive that sometimes we're just rendered paralytic. We don't know what the hell to do about any of this.
Well, especially since we are here in Santa Fe now, and somebody apparently has just been caught who may be the person who's been going around and assaulting women in Santa Fe.
Exactly. And then you see, we have over the last 9 months, we have 16 cases. Think of it in what is 400 in 9 years, 400 that we know about. So we're all about making people remember, but more than remember and honor and memorialize is do something about it. And so on Saturday, everybody will have an opportunity, after listening to this really erudite panel, figure out what we can do as individuals and as a collective to help be part of the solution to this.
What role can people from other countries actually play in doing something about this problem in Juarez?
I think just showing an interest and doing the same thing we're doing here, just create an awareness, put a face instead of just the crosses. They need to see the faces and hear the stories from the mothers.
And they have to elect public officials who care about this issue and make it the top of their priority list. But, you know, it's very dangerous in Ciudad Juarez, throughout all of Chihuahua, actually. There have been any number of public officials who have stepped forward to do this who've actually been assassinated. It's just one of the most... It's on our border, too, Mary Charlotte. It's right here. It's like 4 hours away from us. There's a bridge between El Paso and Juarez.
I know. I've walked it many times.
There you go. And so it's so close to us. It's not like Darfur, where sometimes we can compartmentalize it, push it to our subconscious. This is here and now, and there might be Americans involved, and we know the maquiladoras are owned by large conglomerates, a lot of them American. There's political pressure that we can exercise. There's lots of things that we can do.
So people can come today, and the exhibition runs through the 19th of May. The reception is today from 4 to 6 at the Hotel Santa Fe. If people want to get involved in this issue and find out more about what you're doing at the Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center, what should they do?
Well, first thing they can do is call us at 988-1951. We have a myriad of volunteer opportunities. We love our volunteers, and we could not do it without them. That's the first thing they can do. And the next thing we'd like for them to do is we'd like them to come over and see, to actually not just visualize where we are, but see this beautiful, safe, wonderfully open and bright, brightly colored, welcoming place.
The building that you're housed in, it's incredible. I've been down there.
All right. And we just won an American Institute of Architects Award, so we love to give tours. We're incredibly proud because we have a building that reflects the dignity of sexual assault survivors and also trauma. We work with all forms of trauma as well. So,
not just sexual trauma, but any kind of trauma.
Any kind of trauma. And it's our newest offering. Plus, we are now going to be working with women veterans in general, but women veterans in particular. Do you know there's 26,000 women veterans in New Mexico?
Is that right?
And do you know that we estimate that 73% of them not only suffer from horrible combat stress, but also from sexual violence in the military?
I read an article about women who, in Iraq, women soldiers who were dying of dehydration because they didn't want to drink water before they went to sleep, because if they had to get up during the night, they would be raped by their fellow soldiers.
And, you know, doesn't that sound like urban mythology? But it's not.
It's not.
It's totally not.
I read it in an incredible news source.
You think, well, where is this army from? Some some paleo, some Neanderthal kind of army. It's our own
army doing
this. And so that's what we do at the Rape Crisis Center. We take the pulse of the community and throughout the world, and then we try to do something about it.
Well, Barbara Goldman, thank you so much for being with us. And photographer Chris Chavez, we look forward to seeing your work today and through the 19th of May at the Hotel Santa Fe.
No, not at the Hotel Santa Fe. That's at the Owings Dewey Gallery.
Oh, sorry, at the Owings Dewey Gallery. What's at the Hotel Santa Fe?
That's going to be the roundtable tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock and a reception following.
Okay. The exhibition is at the Owings Dewey Gallery, which is, what's the address of that?
It's on Marcy, right behind the public library.
Oh, right.
Right downtown.
And it's called Ni Una Más, Not One More. Thank you so much for being with us here on KSFR.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to take a break right now, and we come back. Robert Knott will be with us speaking of the arts. Stay tuned. I'd like to welcome now Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us here many Fridays, if not all, speaking of the arts. Nice to have you back.
Hey, thanks. Couple weeks off, huh?
Did you miss me?
Well, of course I missed you. Who'd you have on in place of me?
No, played reruns. I was out of town.
You were?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I was being replaced or something.
No. You're irreplaceable.
Well, thank you.
You're incredible. You're inevitable.
Good.
You're inimitable.
You know what? I woke up this morning and I didn't have no clothes on. You think that's because I sleep in a nude?
I wouldn't even begin to dare to speculate.
Huh. Okay. First of all, this guy named Dave called me at work about 2 weeks ago, and I misplaced his phone number. And he asked
Dave,
me,
if you're out there.
And he asked me to mention whether I knew any local cinemas were playing the Metropolitan Opera film casts. They filmed them, and now they're showing them in select cinemas. I know they're doing it in Albuquerque. To the best of my knowledge, there's no theater in Santa Fe doing this. But if I hear about it, I will announce it. And I'm sure Craig Smith, the classical music critic of Pasatiempo, who's currently enjoying a very nice vacation, by the way, would mention it in his column. Gallery openings. Baca Street tonight. A couple things. AD Gallery is doing Sugar After 6 p.m. That's a group show of experimental photography. The reception's 5 to 9 p.m. They're at 916 Baca. And right down the street is Baca Street Studios at 926 Baca. Mayflowers, a group show in various media, reception 5 to 7. So there's a little Baca Street action happening over there. If you feel like doing some stuff downtown, the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex has a group show by Santa Fe High School art students called The Heart Matters, which is a great title. The reception's from 5 to 7, and they're on Grant Avenue downtown. You can call them at 946-1000. On Canyon Road, Han Ross is doing Renewal, paintings by Margaret Ness. I love her work, really beautiful work. I wrote about her a couple of years ago. They're at 409 Canyon Road. The reception's 5 to 7:30. And also on Canyon Road, Wild Angels Studio. Doesn't that sound neat, Wild
yeah.
Angels? Is it? Would that be like...
Just right up your alley.
Would that be like Mild Devils or something?
Yeah, right.
They're doing mosaics by Jane Larson, some jewelry by Dana Cooper, and paintings by Shirley Lynn. The reception's 5 to 7 p.m., 821 Canyon Road, and right next door to them is Zane Bennett with another great titled show, Sin and Soul. Mixed media work by Holly Roberts and prints by Helen Frankenthaler. Reception 5 to 7 p.m. So there's a lot of art shows tonight. Canyon Road, open the Pasatiempo calendar, page 76, and you will find all the listings you need because we have a pretty good listing situation. What time is it?
The time is, I can't find my atomic clock, so it's approximately 8:37.
Oh, that's nice.
There is at the CCA part of Dialogue 360 Artisan Conversation on Thursday, May 17th, that's next week at 6 o'clock, Documenting Family, Gay Block, India McWeeny, and Sybil Melick. And they will be talking about their work in this whole documentation, photographic documentation project.
And I planned to go to that, but something else just trumped it, and I'm really sorry. And I do go see a lot of things. I'm going to try to see the Pandemonium show tonight, which is High School Musical. I'm going to go see The Importance of Being Earnest at Theater Work, which I'll talk about in a second. And I'm going to try to see Memory Lines this weekend. So that's three shows. I know you're the same way. We work really hard at our jobs, and then we try to get out there a lot. But you just can't get to everything.
You can't do everything.
Even people that love the arts get there. Are you doing anything this weekend?
I thought I'd walk my dogs.
Right. I mean, I just mentioned I'm going to three things. She's taking the dogs for a walk.
And I'm eating some of my... I just got my new selection from the Bacon of the Month Club, so I thought I'd have some bacon. Yes,
what?
I am a card-carrying member of the Bacon of the Month Club.
What do you mean, Bacon of the Month? What is this?
Look it up.
Baking or bacon?
B-A-C-O-N.
Bacon of the month?
Bacon of the month.
Is that like Netflix, only it's like
once
pork?
A month you get a box of bacon. You get a box with ice packs in it to keep it cool.
And how often do you cook it?
Whenever you get it. Then you make bacon. You have people over and you have bacon and eggs.
What do you mean you have I've never been invited over.
Well, you want to come over this weekend? We can have we can have the new bacon selection.
She picks the weekend. I got three things to mention. I got to go do the laundry.
Morning.
Now,
they sent Canadian bacon this time, which is unusual.
What do you mean Canadian? I'm an American. I don't have a Canadian dual citizenship to go over and eat breakfast at the lady's house.
I'm just saying.
I know you are.
So, Mary Lynn LeBlanc, if you are listening in the control room, we have some ticket giveaways, which I forgot to mention to you before. Hey, Mary Lynn, are you there? Come on the air.
Yeah, I'm here, Mary Charlotte. Where are the tickets?
The tickets will be, basically, they will be on call. We've got five pairs of tickets to give away for Memory Lines at the Lensic, which is this weekend, as you've said. And to the first five people who call 428-1382 and give their name and telephone number to Mary Lynn LeBlanc, you can go to the Lensic. When is this Memory Lines? It's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
That's right. Memory Lines, it's an original opera. It's sort of a community opera being put together by a lot of people. Molly Sturges, I believe, is the composer, and Chris Jonas, her husband, they're members of Bing, has done a video component to it. We have a little mixed media on it in today's Posse, and I also wrote a little bit about it in my big picture column. But it's basically 20 actors, singers, dancers are doing this multimedia opera at the Lensic tonight. 7, Saturday at 7, I'm pretty sure Sunday at 2, and you can always call the Lensic, 988-1234, children under 12, free. Tickets aren't too pricey. We can't mention them on the 90.7 FM community radio, but we're giving away what, five sets?
We're giving away five pairs right now.
But how do we do that?
We've got another ticket. Marilyn's going to take their names and numbers, and then the lucky winners will pick their tickets up at the Lensic.
They have to call her.
They're calling her right now. In fact, I'm sure the phone is ringing off the hook in the control room.
But that means they're probably not listening to me.
Well, Robert, you can't have everything all the time.
This is what I come on for, bacon, and I get ignored. The importance of being earnest.
I'm earnest.
Uh-huh. As Oscar Wilde's comedy, it's pretty damn funny, and TheaterWorks doing it down at their space at Rufina Circle, 1336 Rufina Circle, phone number 471-1799. Opens tonight, runs for 3 weeks, their final show of the season, their final show in that space as they move on. They are losing their lease. I wrote about the importance of being earnest in today's Posse. It is the cover story, and I also have a piece on TheaterWorks legacy, and I'm sure they're going to go on, but they're just not going to be in that space. But go support them. 3 weeks, Wednesday through Sunday, starting tonight.
Hey, did you talk about the Bang Gallery show at Farrell Fischoff?
No, but it's nice of you to ask, because sometimes I just mention things and you...
No, sometimes I say it and you've already said it. And that's because I was too busy looking at other things, which is silly. But there's a reception
like
tonight from 5 to 8. And the address of that is 1807 2nd Street, number 29.
That's pretty cool.
All sorts of artists. Let's see. Today, Sarah Hewitt, Shada McKenzie, Tanya Story.
Pandemonium Productions, High School Musical, tonight, James A., 7 o'clock, runs through the weekend.
Hey, did we give away all the tickets?
Yes, we did, Mary Charlotte. I just thought I'd let you know because the lights keep blinking in here.
Stop calling. We are actually going to have one more ticket giveaway before the end of the show. We'll get to that in a moment.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And Alice in Wonderland at the Brian Font Theater, Capital High School, 12:30 and 6:30 p.m. I guess they're doing like a lunchtime. Desiree Mays. She has a lecture on the 2007 Santa Fe opera season called Love and Nature, Nymphs and Monks. That's 7 o'clock tonight, United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamiso. You have to pay to get in, 984-1420.
And Desiree Mays and I are doing a five-part series on the Santa Fe Opera, and every Monday starting on the 28th of May, there's going to be an hour show here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe about each one of the operas.
Remember that song about her? Desiree Mays, talking about the opera all season long. Judy Chicago, well-known artist. Lives in Rio Rancho somewhere, Bernalillo, one of those places.
I thought it was Belen.
I'm sure you're right. I was in the vernacular. I was just trying to get us somewhere in the geometry. Basically.
Gallup, Grants, El Paso, Cimarron,
right.
One of those places.
I mix up Raton with Rio Doso all the time. She's doing the dinner party lecture, 6:30 p.m. tonight, Tipton Hall, College of Santa Fe, 988-8997. You do have to pay to get in. Meanwhile, Sarah Voorhees signs copies of her books, The Lumière Affair.
Which I read. I had her on the air. It's a wonderful book. It's a great mystery.
And we have a story by Soledad Santiago in today's PASA, and there is a 5 p.m. reading at Garcia Street Books tonight.
And you know what? It's a mystery where no one gets murdered.
I like this.
It's a psychological mystery.
Well, that's sort of like me showing up on here every Friday.
You don't get murdered.
No, but it's a psychological mystery. Tonight, if you want to go hear some music, Triple Nickel at El Farol, 9 o'clock. The Hollis Wake and That 70s Band team up for a 9 p.m. show at El Paseo Bar and Grill. Ronald Roybal plays Native American flute and Spanish guitar at 7 p.m. at Hotel Santa Fe. The Hoodoos are going to be rocking La Fonda's La Fiesta Lounge at 8, no cover. Quite often there's no cover, sometimes there's a small cover. Flash and the Swank Brothers do funk at 8 o'clock at 2nd Street Brewery. And if you want to go to the Silver Starlight Lounge, which I think is at Rainbow Vision, karaoke with Ursula Coyote, 8 o'clock. I never met her, but I like her name. And you know, you're always talking about dancing. You want to talk about your friend Salsa E Grooves tonight?
About who?
You know, Salsa E Grooves.
Salsa E Grooves, that sounds good.
That's at Salsa Cison, a Mexican restaurant.
Salsa Cison, that's a nice place to dance.
Is it?
Yeah.
And is it good food?
I don't know, I've never been to the restaurant, to tell you the truth, but I've been there to dance, and it's just a pleasant dance floor, dancing atmosphere, etc.
That's nice. 2400 Cerrillos Road, 8:30 p.m., Salsa Merengue, Reggaeton.
Reggaeton.
Yeah, that too. Dance lessons as well, so show up. The 9:30 is dancing, 8:30 is the lessons. It's good to give people lessons.
Yeah, especially
some people are
like
very insecure. I just need some lessons in etiquette. I don't need no dance lessons. My sister taught me to dance when I was a teenager.
Hey, if you're not busy this weekend on Saturday, Project Life Stories, Awakening into Motherhood, new monologues is a benefit for many mothers. It's Saturday, the 12th of May, tomorrow. There's a reception and auction, silent auction, at 6:45. And the performance is 8 o'clock at Santa Fe Performing Arts, which is the Armory for the Arts. For more information, you can call 983-5984. And I know some of the women who are in it, and I think it should be a really wonderful event for people who are interested in personal monologues and stories of motherhood.
Great. And if you're into pop songs of the 30s and 40s, the New Mexico,
which you certainly are.
The New Mexico Women's Chorus joins up with the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus to perform a concert called A Lifetime of Love, 7:30 p.m. Saturday night, Unitarian Universalist Church of Santa Fe, which is on 107 West Barcelona Road. You've got to pay to get in. I'll give you a phone number, 982-9674. Meanwhile, Saturday, the Santa Fe Artist Market is up and running over at Casa Solana Shopping Center, 9 to 2. That's at 901 West Alameda. No charge. If you're looking for some Renaissance fun, the Renaissance Fair is taking place Saturday out at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds, which is on Rodeo Road. Here's a phone number, 466-1071. The Renaissance Fair, which includes medieval food and entertainment, battle demonstrations, like we need some of that, and Shakespeare performances. It's 10 to 4 Saturday. It's very cheap to get in, and when I say that in community radio, it usually means less than like the number of fingers on one hand if each one was a dollar. Quick draw. This sounds great.
You know, you're just getting away with stuff.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not supposed to talk about prices, and then you give coded messages.
There's nothing coded about them. I ain't got no coat on. I'm lucky I got my pants on this morning.
Hey, Joseph Marshall is the author of the book, The Day the World Ended at Little Bighorn, A Lakota History, and he'll be talking about the book and signing copies this Saturday at Collected Works Bookstore, which is right across from the Lenzic Theater, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get him on the air this week, but he's going to be on in the coming weeks, so we'll have a long talk about that book. But if you want to meet Joseph M. Marshall III, you can check it out this weekend at Collected Works.
And at 3 p.m. at Border Saturday, a little bit before that, Jeanette Boyer discusses and signs copies of her novel, Junkyard Dreams, over at Borders, 500 Montezuma Street. And there's no charge for that. She has a couple other book signings this week. I'll try to remember. She's a great playwright. I have not yet read the book, Jeanette. Sorry, but I promise I will. So that's 3 o'clock Borders on Saturday. Meanwhile, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and I can't think of anybody that does not think this is a great organization. Pretty much the title tells you what they do. They're having this fundraiser where they're having an auction Saturday. And artists are going to show up, and they have 1 hour to create a piece of art. And that piece gets auctioned off. So it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be driven by deadline. It's going to be artistic. And you can take part in the auction at 3 p.m. at Gallery 822, which is very easy to find because it's at 822 Canyon Road. I will give you a phone number, 989-1700, 3 o'clock Saturday. Mothers Against Drunk Driving Auction, Gallery 822.
Now, at the Film Center, there is a documentary, which we talked about earlier this week on the air, called Los Zafiros, Music from the Edge of Time. And it's about a very interesting thing. I know this group because I have one of their discs, but it's a relatively unknown group called Los Zafiros who were active in the 1960s. And they're a Cuban doo-wop group that's kind of like the Platters.
It's like bossa nova doo-wop is how I describe it. Yeah, I love that. I never knew them, and I saw the documentary. It's excellent. It will rev you up. It'll make you want to know more. But also the
stories
behind them.
It'll make you want to go to Cuba.
Yeah, it'll make you want to get their albums, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Terrific. They found two of the surviving members, and they kind of sort of recall their good days. And a really superb documentary, about 75 minutes long. I really recommend it.
And Mary Lynn LeBlanc in the control room is going to take your calls because we're going to give away three tickets to that right now. It's playing...
Ooh. Mary Charlotte.
Yes.
Before we do, Dorothy from Collected Works just called, and she said that Joseph Marshall's reading tomorrow is at 4 p.m., not 5 p.m.
At 4 o'clock. Okay, I got somebody that said at 5. Thank
you. Okay, great. I'm ready to take calls.
Okay, so what we're doing is Los Zafiros is playing at the Film Center right on St. Michael's Drive at 5:30 on... Friday, and so today and tomorrow, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. The first three callers who call 428-1382 will get a pair of tickets to this documentary.
Excellent. And the Paso Tiempo got that 4 o'clock time right in the Collected Works thing,
well,
so there.
I can't help it if they send me a thing with the wrong piece of number.
And they do.
They
not
do.
Just them. I'm not putting down Dorothy or Collected
no,
Works.
No, no. Somebody was their publicist in New York.
A lot of people get this stuff wrong, and we're doing our best to call people on press releases, but... You got to get the information right, too, folks, and that's not against Collected Works because they're generally pretty terrific.
No, it wasn't even they. It was their publicist in New York. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you are the people who send the press releases, don't send attachments. Send them as text of the email. Thank you very much.
Sometimes you can't open them. Let's see here. Did you know anything about the Santa Fe Southern Railway's Mother's Day train?
Mother's Day?
Yeah, Mother's Day. That's this Sunday. Don't forget Mom. Afternoon train ride for Mom, 2 to 4:30 p.m., Santa Fe Depot, 410 South Guadalupe. You got to pay. Chris Calloway is doing a Mother's Day brunch concert that same day in which he pays homage to Lena Horne. Paul Weideman wrote a nice little piece about that in today's Paso Tiempo. She'll be performing at the Hotel St. Francis on Don Gaspar at 11 a.m. Pardon me, the brunch starts at 11 a.m. She sings around 1:30. Here's a phone number for info, 983-5700. And if you want to go to an outdoor band with concert with Mom, the Santa Fe Concert Band Mother's Day Concert performs at 2 p.m. in Federal Park. I love that place. 120 South Federal Place at 2 p.m. Sunday, no charge.
Speaking of parks, I got something from New Mexico State Parks that Navajo Lake State Park will host the annual CAST event for disadvantaged and disabled kids on May 12th, which is tomorrow. And it's a chance for mentally challenged adults from across the Four Corners area to learn the art of fishing. The CAST is Catch a Special Thrill. For more information, you can call 632-2278 or log on to nmparks.com. And our ticket giveaway is complete. The three pairs of tickets have been given away.
Nice. Excellent. What time is it?
It is 8:52.
Yikes. James McGrath is going to read from his latest collection of poems called Speaking with Magpies at 5 p.m. Monday.
I had him on the air this week.
Now, were Heckle and Jekyll magpies? Remember we talked about them?
Yes.
They were magpies.
Yes.
See that? I love those guys. I wish they would have their shows on again. Meanwhile, Leonard Sachs is going to talk about... he's going to give a lecture based on his book, Boys Adrift, Why Are So Many Boys Giving Up on School? So if this interest, you know, this topic interests you, Monday night, 7 o'clock, Jemez Room of the Santa Fe Community College out at Richards Avenue, and it is free. 7 o'clock Monday.
Okay, if I can segue in. Whatever the word is. All three tickets are gone.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So does that mean people are listening or not listening?
I think people are listening to you.
But they're finding time to call even though the radio's on?
I know. But they're, you know, it just took a moment and they're multitasking.
Oh, that's nice.
They're giving their names to Mary Lynn and hanging on your every word simultaneously.
Takes a moment. Palimpsest. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's an original opera about storytelling that's put together by local students, and I'm going to a rehearsal today, but it's opening Wednesday night at 7:30 at the Scottish Rite Temple, i.e. Masonic Center, 463 Paseo de Peralta, no charge. I will write about it in next Friday's Pasta, since there's also a Friday night show. And did you know the World Peace Conference starts Wednesday?
Yeah.
What's happening?
You tell me.
It's peaceful. People are talking about peace.
That's
good. Give
peace
a chance.
Yeah.
This is what peace looks like, is a hands-on community art presentation, 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday at the Santa Fe Indians. No, I don't know. I don't know where it is, to tell you the truth. Oh, at the Hilton. It's at the Hilton of Santa Fe. Meanwhile, there's also going to be at the Hilton a lecture on building a culture of peace. That's like an all-day event. I better just give you a phone number because I'm messing this up. 827-6461. Call them up. Find out what's happening.
Now, here's another thing that's happening.
Huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, look into your closets, garages, attics, and basements, if there are any basements, and bring out all your extra stuff that you don't want anymore for the New Mexico Women's Foundation Giant Flea Market, which is coming up, and they're looking for donations for all those little extra things that you don't want anymore, but other people might. They will either come pick them up, or you can drop them off. Call Yolanda at 983-6155. 983-6155.
Nice. Thursday night, September Shoes opens at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It's a co-production of the Playhouse and Teatro Paraguas. It's Jose Cruz Gonzalez's play. I have not read it. I am going to go see it. It opens at 8 p.m. Thursday, Santa Fe Playhouse, 988-4262. That is a preview night, so it's cheaper.
And I'm going to have them on the air on Wednesday.
Excellent. Thursday night also, you can still see The Importance of Being Earnest at Theater Work. And the Indigo Girls are playing that night at 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Opera. Did you know that?
No.
Well, they are. Meanwhile, if you want to go out of town, the Placida Studio Tour takes place this weekend, 10 to 5 both days. Check out www.placidastudiotour.com for the information. And if you want to go to Madrid, Johnson's has a show, Art in the Picture Plane, a mixed-media group show. And Spirits and Art Gallery down in Madrid has Childhood Icons and Legendary Women, also a group show. If you feel like going to a couple of galleries in Madrid, go on down.
The Spondorama Yoga Studio is having an event this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
The mythology, iconography, and sacred teachings that define the Ganapati are the gateway to the heart and inner secrets of self.
Nice.
That's the notice on here. So basically the teachings of Ganapati, the first-born son of Parvati, the most recognizable and familiar of the divine of the Hindu pantheon, and it's a workshop weekend with Douglas Brooks. For more information, you can call Spondorama at, let's see, what's their number? I guess it is 988-7243.
Huh.
No, I got the wrong number. 989. Put down your pencils and pick them up again, ladies and gentlemen. 989-1288.
Remember when you didn't even want to give phone numbers in the old day?
I know. Now I'm giving the wrong ones. 988-1288. That's the Spondorama.
I still haven't got yours. Hey, what time is it?
8:56.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
We're doing good.
You want to audition for the Santa Fe Melodrama? They're having auditions in a couple weeks.
I can't act.
Santa Fe Playhouse, May 26th and 27th. You don't have to act to be in the melodrama. I was in one.
Hey, look at this. The Santa Fe High School Advanced Art Show at the Georgia O'Keeffe Annex Gallery, 123 Grant Street, tonight from 5 to 7. Party, food, music, and a friend of mine is an art teacher over there, and she's a wonderful art teacher and very enthusiastic about the great work that these high school students are doing.
That's the first thing I talked about today.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did we talk about violence on the border at Owens Dewey?
Yeah, well, Barbara Goldman was
just
here.
Before the 8:30, but please, there's a great story in Paso today by Soledad Santiago about this art show at Owens Dewey, and there's also a candlelight vigil tonight, right, on the plaza?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? And if people want to know more about that, there is a phone number to call. And I'll be darned if I know what the phone number is. Do you?
Yes.
Okay, the Owens Dewey North Gallery. It's Ni Una Mas, not one more. It's photos.
988-1951.
From Chris Chavez. Pretty sobering images about the families who have lost young women, daughters, sisters, etc., who were murdered or kidnapped, disappeared on the border. 4 to 6 p.m. tonight is the opening. And the Santa Fe Plaza candlelight vigil is 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. tonight. And the Owens Dewey Show, the exhibit runs through May 19th. They're at 120 East Marcy Street. So that's going to be a pretty serious and necessary art show to consider taking in. Good seeing you again.
Good seeing you, too. Tomorrow morning on Camp Love Wave, Chemtrails Part 2. That's at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, and they're having call-ins on Camp Love Wave right here on KSFR. Anything else before we go?
No, I just want you to be safe this weekend eating your bacon.
Well, I would love to share my bacon with you.
Remember that show with the doggy, that commercial? Bacon! He wants bacon strips.
Well, who wouldn't?
Well, puppies would.
Puppies would. Puppies love bacon.
Do your puppies get any?
No, not very often. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Robert Knott is with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts, he is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday art supplement in the Santa Fe New Mexican.
Those guys are good.
Those guys are good, and you're good.
Thanks.
And we love you just the way you are.
Well, thanks. I'll try to stay that way until next week.
KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org, and we are podcasting. I have a website called santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can send me an email at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc today for engineering and for doing all those ticket giveaways and for everything that she does. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona for the Middle Brazilian Hour. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Have a wonderful weekend. We will see you on Monday. Be happy. Be peaceful. Robert Knott, have a great time.
I'm so hungover, my hair hurts.
Hasta la vista.
Adios, Mary Charlotte.
Ciao.